Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Ruse Radio, folks. It's been a minute, and let me tell ya, I am sorry. I always say that, it's been a minute, but it really has. Next podcast, I'm definitely gonna have a guest. I'm not sure who, I'll figure it out, but this one, I didn't really have much planned. I just figured I'd give y'all some motivational mumbo jumbo. So, I don't know, lately I've been thinking a lot about, I meet a lot of people when I do 60 seconds. I meet a lot of people who are out doing things, and most of the time, you know, these people do have some kind of, like, motivation and a following, and all the people I meet are different creatives, and they're all, like, it's very motivational to go out and meet all these people. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, to me, it doesn't make sense for anyone to have a goal or a dream or whatever, or even pursue artistic endeavors, but not go all in. And also understand the, you know, scope of what you're doing. Because, you know, it's 2019, and to be an artist is so much more than just being an artist. And I think a lot of people are lost on that, you know? Like, even what I'm doing, I would hope that it represents that to an extent, because I'm not just a rapper, I make videos, and even 60 seconds is really a statement in itself, because then you have this big thing where it's more than myself, it's bringing everybody in, and it's being inclusive, and showing how artistic everybody really is, I guess. Not even just artistic, but it's kind of like, you know, when I do businesses and things like that, it's showing the, it's highlighting what exactly there is around you at all times. And to me, that just says, like, if you have a goal and you really truly believe in it, like if you make music, or if you are a designer, or even a career goal, if you just have something that you want to do in your life and you really believe in it and you enjoy doing that, there is no reason. It's like every second you spend not doing that thing, you should view as a waste of time. I mean, there's like prioritizing and there's things like that, but there's, to a certain extent, it's like you have to blame those shortcomings on yourself in order to grow as a person, in order to grow as, you know, an entrepreneur and an artist. Like, it's so much more than just creating and having people, you know, hear what you made or see what you made and be like, I mean, and that's, let me take that back a second, because it's so much more than just creating something and having it be there and, like, seeing that you made it, you know, and feeling that gratification and knowing that you can create. It's like showing people that you're able to do that in a way that makes sense to them. And being able to do that is the most important part if you want to be successful. Like, you still have to be true to yourself and what you create, because that is super important, and that's what speaks to people. But in order to get that to them, you have to think in a mindset of, you know, if I were just scrolling on Instagram, if I were just on Facebook, if I were just looking at videos on YouTube, what would I want to see? Or what would speak to an audience, you know? And then once you think about that, you have to kind of integrate that into what you create. But I don't know. It's not as complicated as I make it out to be. Like, in practice, I find it to be not that challenging. It's just a matter of, you know, understanding what you want to see and what would speak to people. And I think too many people, too many creators, get lost on this and just want to create, you know? And that's, creating is the fun part. That's where the magic happens. But, like, there's a certain aspect to the whole thing that's you really need to dive deeper into it and think about the psyche of people and how people work, and honestly, just like 60 seconds makes perfect sense, because you have a minute long video where you're putting people on. So it's a collaboration between me and another person. I do it for free, so it's putting myself out there. I'm showing people I can edit videos. But not even just that, it's that, you know, you have this quick 60 second, basically it's an advertisement for whoever it's for. You pack all of this stuff about them, this B-roll, this music, and it comes together, you know, from a marketing standpoint, it makes perfect sense. and that's the scope of it is so much larger than that to me, but I think that it really speaks to, you know, how do you get people to pay attention to what you're doing? And as a rapper, I've had to ask myself that question many times, because you can't just put songs up, you can't just expect people to listen to them. It's, you have to understand that people want to follow you because you represent something, and you have to make it clear to them what you represent. You know, you're more than just the product you're pushing, you're the idea that you represent, and that is a big part of branding and marketing and just being an artist or a creator in general. There's so much that goes into, you know, I think that even comes into play when it comes to everyday life, because you're trying to, even when you're speaking to someone, you're trying to represent yourself, and you're trying to do it in a way where, you know, you want to seem likable, you want to seem understandable, I mean, I would assume. And so when you're doing that, you're trying to be something, just as if you're trying to create art and you're trying to represent yourself through that art, or you're trying to represent an idea. You know, it's all the same thing, and marketing's the same thing. And I think that, you know, it seems complicated, but when you think about it that way, it really boils down to what makes sense to people and what makes sense to you. Anyways, if that made any sense to you, like I said, motivational mumbo jumbo, I'm gonna pop a song on here. I'm not sure which one yet. I think I'm gonna pop on a collab I've done with an artist recently. Let's do my song I did with Sad Eye. Alright, I'm gonna pop on Crash by Sad Eye. Let's listen to Crash by Sad Eye featuring Blues. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
I'm choking and I'm drowning, man, I'm about to fucking kill myself. Spent the last year trying to improve my mental health, but shit ain't working, seems like it just gets worse. And a few fucking beers gonna end up in a hearse. Swerving forwards into oncoming traffic, make a brand new me when I drop a tab of acid. Shit is reckless, I'm in danger, and myself and my friends surrounded by these enablers while I pull off in the bins. Crash and burn, what? Crash and burn, what? That's all I wanna do right now is just crash and burn. Crash and burn, what? Crash and burn, what? What is it gonna take until I learn? Crash and burn, what? Crash and burn, what? That's all I wanna do right now is just crash and burn. Crash and burn, crash and burn, what is it gonna take until I learn? My head's a downer, that's why I take uppers. I need no advice, I know why I suffer. So what you gonna say? Bro, I know who I am, I'm a ghost, who I hate. You can try and roast me, I boast with some I play. Put my diss in a jam, slowly it's gotta be. Not a slip, but I'll show you the recipe. Oh my god, I supply, I feel the vibe of my energy. I got problems, but I act legit, solid with a perfect clip. My rhymes be alright, two right wrongs and ignorance. So my song, so spice sauce, so nice sauce, so sick. When the vibe off for too long, I'll bounce a stick. Red blood in that white wall, brain matter, I gotta turn. Modern art, I might recall, my brain shattered, I grab the urn. I pray that I fight the brawl, I stay back, I fight the urge. For I know if I fall, I fade to black, I crash in.
Put the gun to my head, cold iron to the temple. From a young age, never had a good mental. Wanted walk of fame, gorgeous dames, everything that wasn't lame. And now I sit back and I wonder why I can't do the same. This shit's a downer, that's why I take uppers. Turn me into a doubter, now all I do is mutter. Need to get my voice heard, even if it's one word. Even if the shit's absurd, gonna rock the whole world. Crash and burn.
And there you have it, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. I didn't have a bunch. Just my motivational mumbo jumbo. Be on the lookout. New 60 seconds popping out every week. I've been dropping out some new music all the time. Be sure to check out my jams. Instagram is where I'm popping the most, but you can go ahead and hop on Facebook, find me there. It's Ruse Official everywhere. Except Facebook, it's Ruse Rapper. Snapchat, Wyatt Chipman, my government name. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Ruse Radio. We are clocking out. Catch you next time.